We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in the Warren County Radio Bible School this week, we've been reading from the published lectures from the 42nd Annual Stop 11 Road Church of Christ Lectureship in Indianapolis, Indiana, called Mountains and Valleys of the Bible. I was asked to produce 3 manuscripts and deliver 2 of these during this lectureship, and I've been reading those published lectures on this program, and so I'm going to continue today reading from them. We're reading the 3rd of those lectures, a lecture I gave on the Valley of Hinnom, and I will be reading that to you in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. In our last class, reading about the Valley of Hinnom, we were reading how some say that it was a garbage dump. And I made note that there would have been no better place in around the city of Jerusalem than for this valley to be a dump. And so some say there's no evidence it was a dump. I'll tell you what, I visited this valley and looked over one of the ramparts of the city of David and down into the valley, and it looked like they're still throwing trash down in that valley to me. So maybe if they want some evidence, they ought to just go stand where I stood and look in the valley, and they'll see some of the trash there. If it was a dump, it would be like many of our dumps, where there's filled with flies, and the flies breed maggots, and the worms eat on that which is thrown there, and fires are kept burning to consume what the flies do not eat. If this valley were a dump, it would be a place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:44. It would be strange if the Valley of Hinnom had not been used as a city dump. We learn from Judges 1:8 that Judah had taken Jerusalem and burned it with fire, but they did not keep it. The Jebusites returned, and Judges 1:21 tells us that the Benjamites did not drive out the Jebusites. They continued to dwell in Jerusalem until the time of David. In 2 Samuel 5, verses 6 through 7, we read that David took the stronghold of Zion in Jerusalem, and it came to be called the City of David. In 1 Kings 11, in verse 7, we read that Solomon built, or in 2 Kings 11, 7, that Solomon built a high place for the Chemosh of the Moabites and for Molech of the Ammonites in the hill that is before Jerusalem. This could have been on the hill adjacent to Zion, overlooking the Valley of Hinnom. Molech was the god that would be associated with the sacrifice of children by fire. In 2 Chronicles 28 and verse 3, we read that King Ahab burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen. Isaiah spoke of this in his book of woes in Isaiah chapter 23 through 33. In these chapters, Isaiah is warning the proud and rebellious about the wrath of God that is to come upon them. And as Isaiah 30 and verse 33, Isaiah speaks of the Tophet. The Tophet was the oven prepared for the sacrifices in the Valley of Hinnom. Through Isaiah, the Lord said he would use this Tophet on the day of his wrath. He said, "For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He's made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord like a stream of brimstone doth kindle it." Isaiah 30 and verse 33. So early is the Valley of Hinnom used as a symbol of God's wrath and spiritual condemnation. I suggest there's another allusion to this dreaded valley in the last verse of Isaiah. This also using it as a symbol of God's righteous judgment against the wicked. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Isaiah 66 and verse 24. Manasseh became king in Jerusalem. He did not listen to Isaiah as his father Hezekiah had done. Jewish tradition tells us that Manasseh had Isaiah sewn asunder. And this may be what the writer of Hebrews is referring to in Hebrews 11:37. 2 Chronicles 33:6 tells us that Manasseh caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. After Manasseh died, his son Amon reigned in his stead. And after Amon, his son Josiah reigned. When Josiah became of age, he led a reform in Jerusalem to destroy the high places used for the worship of idols. To Josiah's credit, we read in 2 Kings 23:10 that he defiled the Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or daughter pass through the fire to Molech. It was a reform that was needed, but it was a reform that came too late. Jeremiah prophesied of Tophet and of this valley in Josiah's time. Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beast of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Jeremiah 7:29-33. And again, the prophet said, and now I want to read to you from Jeremiah 19, verses 1-15. Thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen vessel, and take the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priest, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee, and say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place. The which soever heareth, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for a burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, neither spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give for meat to the fowls of the heaven and for the beast of the earth. And I will make the city desolate and an hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one of the flesh of his friends in the siege and straitness, wherewith their enemies and they that seek their lives shall straiten them. Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Even so will I break this people in this city as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. Thus will I do to this place, saith the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make this city as Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as this place of Tophet, because all of the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense, and all the host of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, wherewith the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house, and said to all the people, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of all Israel, Behold, I will bring upon this city and upon her towns all the evil I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. Yet again, the prophet justified the hand of God in bringing the Chaldeans against Jerusalem to carry the inhabitants into captivity, saying, They built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and the Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Jeremiah 32 and verse 35. The last mention of the valley of the son of Hinnom in the Old Testament is Nehemiah chapter 11 and verse 30. Nehemiah tells us that the children of Judah dwelt in their villages with their fields from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. This is a geographical reference, meaning they dwelt to the border of Jerusalem. In the period between the Testaments, the Greek culture came into the lands of Judea. The Greeks called the valley of Hinnom by the name Gehenna, with the prefix Ge, indicating that the Henna was a valley. Those who wrote of Gehenna during this time do not do so as a geographical reference, but as the spiritual place of damnation. Following the ancient precedent of Isaiah, Gehenna was a place of judgment. It was where the departed souls of the damned were punished with unquenchable fire. This Gehenna was hell. The word Gehenna is used 12 times in the New Testament. It is never a geographical reference, but always a reference to hell. And so translated in our English Bibles, 11 of the 12 times we read of Gehenna, it is a place being spoken of by Jesus. The single reference to Gehenna, not spoken of by Jesus in this epistle, is in the epistle written by his brother James. The references below are from the King James Version with the Greek word Gehenna in the place of the English word hell. Matthew 5:22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother Reka shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of Gehenna fire. Matthew 5 and verse 29. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into Gehenna. Matthew 5 and verse 30. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into Gehenna. And Matthew 10 and verse 28. Fear not them which kill the body, but what are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. We will finish this reading in our next class. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School.